This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think you guys have had several briefings from what I hear, so I'm happy to take your questions. It was a very productive couple of days, so we're excited.
We'll start far right. Benny from Las Vegas.
Hey, Commissioner. For a while now, Tom Brady has been linked to the Raiders in terms of buying a limited partnership stake with the team. It's been about 10 months or so since I think an agreement has been made. What's been the holdup, and is there anything that you can shed, any light that you can shed on what the the delay has been in that being included?
I wouldn't say it's a delay. We go through a very thorough process on all ownership transfers. So we're just going through that process. We've been in touch with their side and the Raiders, and I think it's making progress.
We'll stay here on this side. Mark Maskey, front row.
Right, you said during Super Bowl week that you would have to innovate to on the kickoff to get to the point where you could get more returns.
We did that, Mark?
are you satisfied that this model that's out there will increase returns and also keep the injury rate somewhere where you, that you find acceptable?
Yeah, I think it will. But I say that, Mark, with a little bit of hesitation. That I think we're still going to have to tinker with it. I think it's one of those things when you get it in play, you look at things and we'll reevaluate that as the season's going on. And if it's appropriate to make changes in the future, we will. So I think it'll be a big improvement. I think it will bring the play back into, a relevant play, an important play, and an exciting play. And I think we can do it where the injury rate hopefully will drop.
Stay here on the left.
By the way, I just give a lot of credit for the innovation. It's not yours truly. The innovation, really, I would give a lot of credit to the special teams coaches. They were really did a great job. They worked together. They were in sync with our competition committee and us, and so I give a lot of credit to them.
Tom Rock, Newsday. Left, your
row. Yep. Hey, Tom. Sorry.
I know it just happened a couple of weeks ago, but is there any update on the investigation into the tampering charges around Kirk Cousins and Saquon Barkley?
No. I usually don't get an update until it's concluded, so I'm sure they're making progress. I know they were hard at work at it immediately, so.
So Tony Grossi, Cleveland.
Hey, Roger, when will you identify the second team in Brazil? And mostly my question is, what does the league see as the challenges of entering a market for the very first time up ahead?
Well, we have a little experience in that. And I think, it is gone through a great deal of analysis, a great deal of thought. There have been several planning trips down there over the last year. So I think we feel it's a market that we think is going to be an explosive market for us. We really think we have 38 million fans down there. We think this type of an event will continue that growth factor and actually accelerate it. The teams are important, and I expect we'll have those in the next week total.
Rob Motti, AP, center.
Hey, Roger. The hip drop tackle elimination got unanimous approval. Mm-hmm. There's still obviously the NFLPA and some players who are concerned about that. How do you alleviate their concerns?
Well, you know, we met with them in the competition committee back in Indianapolis. They came in and they expressed their view immediately. We had an opportunity to go through all of the plays from a video standpoint. We had them hear from our engineers as well as ask questions from the engineers and our committee members. So, listen, it's a play that has a 20 times injury factor. From that standpoint, you can't allow that. We've been very, I think, effective and very clear when we see a technique that we think is going to increase the safety of our players, particularly at that kind of rate. I'm not sure we've had anything at that kind of rate. We're going to work to try to remove it from the game. I think we'll be very effective in doing that.
Let's go to Albert Breer.
Yeah, Roger, with the news that,
Okay, hi, Albert.
How you doing? Roger, with the news that that there are going to be two games on Christmas Day now and Christmas falling on a Wednesday, do you have any player safety concern over guys playing three games over 11 days, 15 weeks into the season? And if not, where's the line as far as how much guys can play in a truncated amount of time?
Well, I think the days are the same for us. We've done this. In fact, you know, in COVID, it was actually a learning opportunity. But I think it was the first time we played on a Wednesday. It will not be a regular thing. It'll be when Christmas falls on a Wednesday. But the time period between games has been done before. We have not seen any elevation of injuries. You know, you all and we have had a major focus on Thursday night when we first put it in, and we've still not seen any kind of elevation of injuries. So I think we have this down.
Jonathan Jones?
Roger.
Hey.
Some major stories around sports betting happening in some other leagues right now. I don't know if legalized sports betting was on you all's agenda this week or not, but just I know that there were some tweaks made to the gambling policy within the league, but just everything else that we're seeing taking place right now, how has the NFL, how is the NFL evolving? Where is that evolution right now?
Well, I think like everybody, we're trying to learn and educate, make sure that all of our personnel, not just players, it's all of our personnel, understand the policy, understand the risk and the dangers of that. We've long said that the integrity of the game is number one, and it still is. And so for us, continuing that path, if we see violations, as you know, we've had, I think, 13 violations with players, and I think a couple of dozen more with personnel, both at the league level and the club level. So we've dealt with it very firmly. Our folks, you know, understand that in that room. They understand the risk of that, and we will continue to remind other personnel that aren't in that room and continue our education efforts.
Let's go James Boyd, The Athletic, on our left.
Right here.
James. Yes.
Roger, when you look at the hip drop tackle rule, how quickly do you think that the referees will be able to keep up with that play, and do you anticipate it being sort of a learning curve for everyone involved, and is there a point in the season where you would like to see it be consistently called in a certain way?
Yeah, I think the we talked a great deal about this, and it's not unusual when we had the lowering of the head and head-to-head contact. It does. There is a transition period, so we're going to make sure that the officials are comfortable, and when they see something clear and obvious, they throw the flag. Otherwise, we will see it on videotape. We will see it on tape on Monday, and we'll deal with it with fines and discipline. It's been an effective way to do it, and it will not put all that pressure on the officials along to get that right. So it will be changed for the officials, too, though.
Randall from Bloomberg.
Over here, Roger.
Yep.
Wondering, or you created a committee on to evaluate NFL ownership and its rules in September. There's been a lot of conversations around private equity. I wonder, what are your thoughts on it, and how quickly do you think it'll get approved?
Well, I believe our ownership policies are really important. I know our ownership does, too. We had a report on it yesterday and a lengthy discussion about it. I think the committee has worked incredibly hard, and they've been very deliberate in the way they've evaluated the different alternatives. We're making progress. I think there'll be some changes maybe as early as May, probably closer to October, though. And things that have been, I think, thoroughly evaluated by the committee and the membership seem to be very, I would say, thoughtful in it also.
Ben Fisher.
Hey, Ben. Hey. Following up on Randall's question, when you first created that committee, you had said you'd hope to see the work completed by the March meeting. I know things take time. Do you feel a sense of urgency to get those policies settled out one way or another?
No, I think what I said is I'd like a recommendation to the membership. I think, you know, they came very close to sort of outlining an approach. And the approach is something that we wanted to make sure the membership was aligned with. I think that's true. Now we have a lot of work to do to take that approach into reality. So I feel very comfortable with the timing. I feel zero pressure. I don't think our committee does, nor our membership. So we'll continue to go through that process and come to the best conclusion, regardless of the timing.
Let's go to J.P. Finley, Washington.
Hey, Roger, how do you and the league view the growing congressional momentum towards RFK Stadium getting back into the city's hands and maybe getting a new stadium built there?
Well, I've talked to the mayor several times going back, I think, 2 years about allowing D.C. to have the ability to have a long-term lease. As you know, I grew up in Washington, D.C. I spent a lot of time at the old RFK Stadium. It's something that I think Josh and the commanders want to evaluate. I think the city wants to evaluate, and I think the NFL does. So I see it as a very positive development that we can have another alternative that will allow us to get the kind of stadium in our nation's capital that is warranted, in my view.
We'll go a couple more here. Sal from Buffalo.
Hi, Roger, right here. Sal Capaccio, WGR.
Hey, Sal.
Good to see you. Another stadium question. How often do you get updated on the Bills stadium progress now that construction has started and there's steel in the ground and the benchmarks that they're hitting, are they hitting those that you're anticipating?
Yeah, we had probably five teams. There's a lot of stadium activity going on in various cities. I don't think the Bills were part of that in early March, earlier this month with the committee, but we'll probably have that in the next couple of months. But my understanding is things are moving along well. I look forward to seeing it myself soon.
Okay, we're going to center here. We're bringing a mic to Elena Getzenberg, ESPN Buffalo.
What is the status into the investigation into the allegations made against Von Miller in November? And did you consider putting him on the commissioner's exempt list?
We did consider that. We felt it was not appropriate at the time based on all the facts. I have not gotten an update recently, though, on the status of his case.
Okay, we'll go a couple more here. Kayla.
Commissioner, from We Run as One to Tackle Hunger and DEI, in the next few years, which social impact initiatives would you personally like to see the NFL lean in on?
All of them. I think the great thing about the NFL is that when we work together, we can have an extraordinary impact. And I think we've proven that. The work we've done in diversity just within the league, we're incredibly proud of. We've made a lot of progress. We have more work to do, though. We talked about that this week. Progress is something you continually make. So we'll continue to do that. And on the social impact, I think we understand the position we're in. As a matter of fact, we talked a great deal about that. I'm not sure there's ever been a time where the position of the NFL, it requires a great deal of responsibility to our communities. I think people expect that from the NFL, and that's good for us because it makes us stand up to a higher standard and make sure that we have the impact we expect with the platform we have. And the good news is we have players here that participated in programs, and the genuine desire to make a difference in impact in our communities. I'm just so impressed with it, from the players to the coaches to their teams to the league in general. I'm very proud of the work they're doing, and have a lot more to do, though, as you know.
Okay, let's finish up far right. I can't see who that is. Next to Jenny and Ken.
Tom Kane from Chicago Tribune. Another stadium question for you. As the Bears continue to weigh their stadium options, how do you view their momentum toward building in the city of Chicago, and does the league have a preference whether they build in Arlington Heights or Chicago?
I've spoken to the mayor recently, just probably a few weeks ago. I understand what he expects and what he hopes to be able to create in the city of Chicago. Also very aware of what there's being proposed in Arlington. I think they're both exciting options, but there's a long ways to go in this. So I don't think any of us have said, this is where we want to be or this is how we want to do it. I think you respect the process, you go through the process, and hopefully determine the best thing for our fans, for our team, and overall for the community.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.